Hello everyone, I'm Gareth Mitchell. Welcome along to Click. Today, there's a chance to appear in your own augmented reality movie trailer, and a tech jobs tour is on its way around the US. And we're going to have comments as we go along this week, ladies and gentlemen, from Kate Arkless-Gray, journalist, commentator, space enthusiast. Have I summed it up there okay, Kate?
Yep, apple grower.
500,000 vacancies apparently in technology in the UK, so lots of people re-skilling. And to help that along is a tech jobs tour. So it's kind of part roadshow, part boot camp, part job centre. Alison van Diggelen was taking part in one recently. The tour rolled into Silicon Valley.
Service designer, front end designer, UX designer, full stack developer.
This is the Tech Jobs Tour, stop number 8 on a 50-city tour of the United States. Its aim? To connect non-traditional talent with tech job opportunities. This national initiative targets women, people of colour, LGBTQs, veterans and disabled workers. Chris Brooks is here with his brother Dante. They're doing a six-month coding boot camp at the Stride Centre in Auckland. Their dream jobs? Something in cybersecurity.
We saw the opportunity for school and we just ran with it. We seen this conference right here and it looked exciting. We seen we could meet a lot of people, so we showed up. We just want to put ourselves out there because you got to show up to do anything.
Do you feel that through tech you can make your life better?
Any avenue we want to go down, you know, we can use that, taking advantage of every opportunity.
The brothers are part of an eclectic group of aspiring techies who queued up around the block for this rare chance to meet some tech movers and shakers. I spoke with an Air Force veteran, entertainment industry workers, burned-out maths teachers, fashionistas, and unemployed retail workers. Megan Smith, former Chief Technology Officer of President Obama's White House, is one of the keynote speakers tonight and a powerful advocate for diversity.
It's like a career fair meets kind of a revival. All around our companies, our investors, people from this community who are, you know, desperate for talent. 2,000 people signed up tonight. We had 1,000 people sign up in Seattle. Just the people are coming out. They want to understand the businesses need this talent. So it's a really, it's an ecosystem lift.
The evening features on-stage Q&A with local heroes from the tech world, speed mentoring with major tech companies, and lots of networking opportunities. Tech Jobs Tour founder Leanne Pitsford also runs Lesbians Who Tech, an advocacy group. She paints their mission in stark terms, describing the 500,000 unfilled tech jobs.
This is a crisis, regardless of representation and diversity. There's so many open jobs, and we have to figure this out as a country and how to come together to solve this problem. We're making those connections to the Googles and Amazons of the world.
Megan Smith extends that message globally.
This really is about borrowing best practice, sharing what's working, and accelerating those talented people in our own communities, kind of local ecosystems, and then federating them using the internet to really share rapidly.
As well as tech hubs like Silicon Valley, Tech Jobs Tour is stopping at regions hardest hit by tech disruption and job offshoring, including Tennessee, Kentucky, and Wisconsin.
We really need to invest in the middle of the countries and places that don't typically get that type of funding from Silicon Valley. We have the mindset that there's actually no way to remove the amount of bias that we have as humans. We're actually programmed to hire people who are like us. That feels less risky. We believe in quotas, setting goals. All of our speakers, we have 50% women, 50% people of color. So we urge companies to set the same type of quotas and the same type of goals.
Pittsford says that about 60% of new tech workers are getting their education from online courses and coding boot camps, a more affordable path for what she calls non-traditional talent. I chat with Audrey Zwibelman, one of the millions of victims of tech disruption. A former clothing retailer, she's doing what she calls a mid-career pivot.
My job moved to New York, once with Macy's and most recently with Gap, and it's really a field that's kind of dead or dying. The customer is shopping in such a different way.
Zwibelman is bullish about training and job opportunities, both here in Silicon Valley and across the world.
No matter where you live, you can find those resources online. You know, the remote accessibility that everyone has to be part of a company means that, you know, people can work wherever they are. And so I think the opportunities are kind of limitless.
Leanne Pitsford sums up her goal for the Tech Jobs Tour.
Helping American innovation thrive, but also changing the face of technology. Diversity is better for your products, it's better for your team. Your bottom line, it affects all of us as an industry and as a country.
We have a community here today that is working really hard to change the landscape.
So far, it's an unproven model, but the team is traveling in hope.
And we're trying to build a strong pipeline of people that we know represent the diversity of America. So America is hiring. If you're tweeting this, if you use the hashtag America is hiring in our handle...
Reporting from the Tech Jobs Tour, that's Alison Van Diggelen. So a quick final word from you, Kate Arkless Gray.
I'm just really interested to know if the large technology companies are supporting this initiative. I had a quick look through the website and I didn't see them on the partners' side. And while, of course, I'm always really pleased to see a more diverse workforce being encouraged and supported, I really would like to know how honest they're being about the hostility that these people may face in the workplace. Because tech companies aren't exactly the most diverse places right now.
So a lot of issues to sort out there. If only we had longer to discuss it, but we're going to have to go. Kate, thank you so much for that. The producer is Colin Grant. Back again. I'm Gareth Mitchell, and we'll see you next week. Take care, folks, and goodbye.
Can you give me a little rap? Something that's, you know, safe for BBC.
Safe for BBC? A lot of my raps are, you know, pretty vulgar, so they have a strong language.
Advisory.
Do you mind one of those?
Go for it. We can just beep it out.
All right, so it's vulgar. Strong language. You know, parental advisory. You know, all right, so smoking. All this weed got me choking. Keeping my mind open. Hoping for better days. I'ma pray, that's the notion. Yeah. Picture me rolling in the 500 Benz. Pig's picture is stolen, but I ain't shook. I'm not a crook. Don't get it straight. I just ain't living by the book. Take a look at my life, see I'm trying to live like Malcolm, climbing up a mountain, young brother how come, everybody's dying by these guns, I keep walking without one, I'm not trying to kill my brother, I'm trying to kill an album, sell my story cause a good income's a great outcome, coming in due time, millennial new minds, they telling me look here, I tell you you're too blind, just take a look around my brother you'll soon find that the world is yours, don't let the hesitation haunt you, I mean Northside's gonna do what they want to.
Awesome. Wow. Loved it. I mean, it's kind of got, you know, there's definitely like an undertow of like, okay, you can make your life better, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, yes, the
and
message,
do you feel that message is through tech, you can make your life better?
Yeah, well, I feel we can, you know, what we believe in and quality of life and making our life better and taking advantage of every opportunity, any avenue we want to go down, you know, we can use that. We can use that as a vessel to do what we want, yeah.
Fantastic. And when you talk about Malcolm, I'm assuming Malcolm X?
Malcolm X, yeah.
So is he kind of an inspiration to you?
Definitely.
Right. And who's your inspiration, your biggest inspiration for rap?
That's a hard question. You know, overall, it'd have to be Tupac. I'm sure a lot of people would agree with me. But right now, J. Cole's probably my main inspiration for rap. J. Cole.